Well, former teachers working at the Ministry of Education are angry that the ministry is refusing to count their years of teaching service when calculating redundancies. The union, the Public Service Association, is taking legal advice. Our education correspondent, John Gerritsen, has been looking into this and joins us now. Kia ora, good morning, John.
Good morning, Ingrid.
So tell us what is happening here. So this is, if you've been a teacher, you switch and work for the Ministry of Education, you're now being made redundant, and the size of that redundancy, you know, depends on your length of service.
Yeah, that's right. There's no redundancy if you've worked for less than 12 months. And the length of service that you've had they're not counting the time spent as a teacher. Now, for some people, they've left teaching jobs to help the ministry introduce the NCA and things like that, or changes to the NCA. They're now finding that the ministry has decided not to count their teaching service. And what is really making them angry about this is that there is a provision in these contracts, if you've worked at a different government ministry, that time's counted as when they're counting your severance, but not your time as a teacher. So that's really upset people. I've been talking to the PSA about this, and they say that they just think it's fair and reasonable to recognise the prior teaching service, and they are taking legal advice about this. But the ministry, for its part, is saying, well, it's sticking to its contract.
Mm. So are there any grounds to fight that?
Well, PSA is looking into it on a legal basis, but it does seem to be pretty cut and dried. It's up to the Secretary for Education's discretion. And in this instance, she's exercising that discretion to not recognise the prior service. Now, you know, I guess that's going to really annoy people who are in the situation. And I understand some people are looking at getting no redundancy payments at all because they've only had a few months at the ministry. But you'd also have to wonder what effects it's going to have in another few years if the ministry is wanting to hire former teachers for roles. Once the NCA changes restart again, people might think twice about doing that if they know that, well, I'm not going to have that sort of level of security if there is a severance situation.
Yes, yeah, no, it might have a chilling effect there. Do we know how many people might be affected by this?
No, we don't. I have tried to find out, but really there could be a range of roles here. I did mention the NCA changes, but there's also other jobs where people's teaching experience is really valued, and they're in liaison roles with schools and things like that. And I understand there are a few jobs of that type that are going.
Okay, well, thank you very much for that. That was our education correspondent, John Gerritsen.